called Enorama.
Oh, yeah, that's right, right, right.
I'm told that after you, the committee you referred this to, an interdepartmental committee, is now writing a report favoring federal participation.
Yeah?
This has taken on a new importance, Mr. President, in our community because of the economic dilemma here, because of the Cuban agitation to go invade the island. It would seem to me, after generating some cerebral wattage with some other people on it, it seemed to me it would be a very prudent investment on the part of the government, which is making a considerable investment here already,
yeah,
to create jobs, and possibly if the theme of this panorama of progress through freedom in the Americas is properly done, that it might divert some of these more militant Cubans to a positive thing in panorama here.
Well, sort of threw me off about the presentation was, number one, the great emphasis on the free enterprise, that this was going to be an ornament to the free enterprise system. I thought that was sort of rather nonsensical. If the federal government's going to have to put $50 million into it to prove that the government ought to stay out of everything.
Yeah.
The other thing was the amount of the federal participation. It would really add up to sort of a permanent fare, which would be constructive, but it was the question I had was really worth the dough. We were going to end up really building the Latin American and contributing the Latin American pavilions, and I didn't really think we were going to get much out of it. There'd be a lot of visitors pass by it, but I didn't know whether it would really make much difference.
Well, here's what we have done. We've put up land, 1,700 acres of bayfront land, road money, and self-liquidated bonds to the amount of $80 million. Our own community has done. This will be more than a serious Disneyland.
Yeah.
We have many little projects, such as getting 100 students from each country, say from Venezuela, and 50 of them would work as guides in the Venezuelan hall every morning, while the other 50 went to the University of Miami. The Peace Corps idea in reverse. There are many little items like this which would make this more than just a Seattle fair.
Yeah.
And the idea of the free enterprise system. The theme of this is progress through the environment of freedom, not necessarily economic free enterprise as Barry Goldwater mounts.
Yeah.
Just what free man can do.
Yeah. Who is that fellow that made the presentation up here?
Dr. Irving Muscat.
Yeah. What's he like?
He's a good, solid man who started out with Bob Hutchins at the University of Chicago and then went into private industry and has many of the basic patents on plastics in this country.
Yeah.
He's a retired active person.
Yeah.
The reason I bother you is that this thing, if we could, Dr. Muscat and a couple of us would like to come up there before you go to Costa Rica and present this thing to you and to show you, and your own interdepartmental committee is now working on a draft to you.
Yeah.
Recommending this.
Yeah.
And
what's the federal contribution? Do you remember? I thought it was $50 million. Now that may be too much.
No, I think what we're talking about here is something like 25, and much of this I think we could get out of ARA money.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to do is intrude upon your calendar sometime, say the first of next week, if I could.
Yeah, I'll be glad to see you, Bill. As I say, I thought Muscat had an awfully sort of ceremonial presentation. That it made me feel that it really was the sort of was not the sort of thing we ought to put that kind of money into, because it would add up to, well, as you say, a serious Disneyland. It would add up to a tourist attraction, but would not have any particular political significance. Now, it may have some domestic political significance, which is not to be sneezed at, but I didn't think it had any inter-American political significance.
Well, what we were hoping was this. We were hoping to, I hold to the old view that the only way you're going to break, start any reform down in South America is through these wealthy families, which have the land and own the generals, or the generals and the family.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get these people here to look at this and to see what homesteading, for instance, did for this country, what social reform has done in this country. We'll get their cultural expressions here.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be glad to see you next Monday.
All right, sir.
Now, would you talk to Mrs. Lincoln and you can work out a satisfactory time?
All right, can I impose on you for one more thing?
Sure.
Probably when you were at Harvard, you remember Dr. Fabian Savitsky, who was the nephew of Serge Koussevitzky, who built that Boston Symphony.
Yeah, I knew Serge Koussevitzky, right.
Well, Dr. Savitsky came to this country as an immigrant in 1923 in March, and the town is having a celebration for him on the evening of March 31. Now, he is the conductor of our symphony.
Oh, I see, yeah. Right.
And we wanted to solicit, we have a committee here putting this on, and we wanted to solicit a letter from you.
Right.
And I will send a letter to Ms. Lincoln outlining the facts of the matter, and if you could give us a letter, we'll read it on that evening.
Fine. Why don't you just give me a draft, and I'll be glad to send it.
All right, sir.
Good. Fine. Well, now, you'll be in touch with her, and I'll see you on Monday.
All right, sir. And Ms. Lincoln can set up the time.
Right.
All right.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Mr.
Thanks, Bill.
Right.